Securities and investment advisory service offered through NFP Securities, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Financial Solutions for Business is a member of Partners Financial, an affiliate of NFP Securities, Incorporated. Financial Solutions for Business and NFP Securities are not affiliated.
Welcome to the Ultimate Business Owner Radio Show with Steve Beatty. Steve is the founder of Financial Solutions for Business, the author of the Ultimate Business Owner Plan, and certified exit planning advisor. He uses his 25 years of working with successful business owners and interviews with top advisors and successful business owners to help baby boomer business owners create the business and the life they have always dreamed of. Now, here's Steve.
Well, thank you, Spike. Welcome back to the Ultimate Business Owner Radio Show. It's our last segment here on a Friday afternoon, and we've perhaps saved the best for last. We've got Jay Belts, pension administrator for more than 30 years. He's the founder and owner of Integrity Pension Services, and he's going to talk about how to use pension plans and qualified retirement plans to really create income that you can't outlive. Jay, thanks for being on the show. How are you?
Steve, I'm doing very well, and thank you for inviting me.
Hey, thanks for coming on the show. I always love hearing about the creative ideas you have and ways that you solve problems for people with creative solutions. So give everyone a little bit of background about you and Integrity Pension Services.
As you correctly said, I've been in the business now for over 30 years. I'm my 31st year now, and I really enjoy it. Basically, we have a chance every day to help business owners and their employees save money for the future. And that doesn't have to be retirement, Steve. It could be at any point down the road. But we recognize that if we don't save, you know, we're just shortchanging ourselves. So we use the vehicle, as you said, called a tax-qualified plan to do that. And that's a very specific plan or number of plans that Congress has provided for us to do just this. They've also recognized that we all need to save and employers need to help their employees save.
Yeah, there's no question. I mean, it's difficult to save. I mean, too many people have a month at the end of the money and aren't able to save. And I've always said that you've got to have a plan. You've got to have a retirement income plan. You've got to have a way to be able to save, and that qualified retirement plans are perhaps the easiest way to do that because of the assistance that we get from Uncle Sam on saving money on taxes. So talk a little bit more about some of the types of clients that you work with. What are really your ideal clients?
We're pretty much working with small and medium-sized employers, meaning those below 1,000 employees. But, Steve, we have many employers we work with that are just self-employed. Maybe they're a realtor or a life insurance agent or an attorney who happens to work on their own.
Those are quite a wide range of folks, but I know that you have solutions for all those people. So talk about that a little bit for a minute. What do you think makes you unique and valuable to your clients?
Steve, I think I'm unique and valuable because I have a good historical perspective of our field, and I work in it every day. So, you know, I've seen quite a bit over those 30 years. You know, what comes to mind, first of all, especially this year, is we are less than 5 weeks away from the 40th year anniversary of the ERISA law. And the ERISA law is really the law, Steve, that gave protection to plan participants that they didn't have before. Protection like vesting rules and minimum guidelines for providing benefits. There was times back in the 60s that people worked for a job for 15 years and received no pension. It was taken away from them on their last day because they didn't have these minimum standards. And so it was terrible, obviously. And Congress stepped in and set these minimum standards. So I started in the field in 1983 after ERISA was passed in 74 and had a chance to catch up. And since then, as you know, Congress has been very active in many laws, especially those that affect us for taxes, and they tend to make adjustments with the pension rules as well. But the really good news today, Steve, is that this year of 2014, everybody has the ability to save more than they ever have before. What I mean by that is we have higher limits in IRAs and qualified plans, like Section 401k plans, than we've ever had before.
It gives people an opportunity to put away a lot more money. But, you know, most people think of that, those two types of plans. They think of, oh, I can put some money in my IRA if I'm an individual and not covered by a plan. Or they think of their 401k. Yeah, I save some money out of my paycheck. If I'm an employer, I can put away some money and you know, I'll either match myself and or match my employees. What's really so creative about that? What are some ways that you're able to get creative and help people put away more money than just those amounts?
Let me mention a couple, Steve. The first would be if we have someone who is self-employed, it doesn't have to be their primary income source as well. Let's say they make an extra $20,000 working for themselves. They could set up their own Section 401k plan and put all of that money into that plan. It's possible two ways. They do that with the salary deferral, like we're used to with a regular 401k plan. And that limit this year is $17,500. So basically the first $17,500 they make, they can put in the plan. We also design that plan as a profit-sharing plan. So as their own employer, they make a contribution to that plan on their own behalf because they're also an employee. So we can fund the full amount. They could defer the full $20,000, except for their FICA tax, of course, and have no taxable income. Now, along with that, if their spouse works for them, they can do the same thing.
Wow.
So again, whether
that's
it's a primary, a second, or a third income, they can have their own 401k plan. What they can't do, Steve, as a limitation is you can't have more than one limit. The 401k limit is an individual limit, meaning that $17,500 amount is according to the individual, like the IRA rules. So they couldn't fund a maximum 401k with their primary employer and do their own. But to the extent they've not funded their primary employer or not at all, they can fund their own. That's one idea.
Let's say that I'm making a little bit more money and want to put away more than just what I'm allowed to in the 401k plan. Where do you go from there?
They're also allowed to have more than one plan, Steve, and it would be a different plan type. This would be the traditional defined benefit plan, and sometimes today we hear the popular plan name called a cash balance plan. It actually is as well a defined benefit plan, and they could have both plans, Steve, to really maximize their efforts. So take my example before, and let's make this person now have a higher salary at $300,000. We don't care what age they are at this point, but we could fund at least $100,000 into that defined benefit plan for them.
Wow.
So we're talking about some real big money. This would be in addition to potentially $52,000 to $55,000 in their 401k plan.
Yeah, at 150. That's a lot. Yeah, so step back. Let's walk through that again to make sure people understand.
Sure.
Think of a client situation that you've had that have utilized those techniques. Maybe walk through a real life scenario where you're able to put those multiple plans and the results that you're able to create for those clients. Does one come to mind?
Absolutely. I've got a gentleman about 45 years old, and he does have an annual salary now of $300,000. Didn't always have that, but he does now. And, you know, he has good thinking that he knows he may not always make this amount, and he wants to save some of that for the future. And he's tired of paying a lot of tax, of course, as many people are. So remember, we only pay tax when we receive the money. So if we put it in the plan first, it's tax deferred. Monies will stay in these tax qualified plans until withdrawn on a tax deferred basis. And only when we take it out and receive it personally do we pay tax on it. So we can control our taxation down the road by limiting what we take out of the plan. So backing up, Steve, in my example here, We had a 401k plan for him, but he wanted to fund more than $52,000. Now, how do I get to $52,000? That happens to be the annual limit this year, 2014, for all monies coming into a Section 401k plan for one person.
Got it.
So whether it's profit sharing alone or a combination of 401k salary deferrals by the individual plus the employer's profit sharing plus the potential matching contribution, all of those amounts cannot be more than $52,000. That would be the maximum, Steve, for a defined contribution plan, which is the type of plan that a 401k plan is.
Right.
So in my case, he wanted to fund more than $52,000. So we decided to add a second plan, this defined benefit plan. And at age 45 today, we can fund about $112,000 for that person age 45.
That's a lot.
So we're doing that for him. And one thing to keep in mind is that the defined benefit plan is more of a required contribution type of plan. The plan is promising that employee a benefit, and the employer is funding that promise. That contrasts with the 401k plan, which is a defined contribution plan that has discretionary contributions. So in my case, let's say he has a down year to the extent that his salary is now $200,000. He's still going to fund $100,000 into the defined benefit plan, but he's not required to fund his 401k plan.
Got it.
So really,
so to the extent,
of our annual 150, Steve, a third of that is discretionary.
And the same third, or a, you know, I guess coincidentally a third, is tax savings. I mean, if he's funding $150,000 with a $300,000 income, he's going to save approximately a third of that $150,000 on taxes. So he gets a big help. So it really only costs him about $100,000 to put away that $150,000. Is my math right?
I think your math is right for the federal tax side. Of course, some states have taxation, so that would be the higher then if there's a state
That's
tax
right.
involved.
That's right. Now, to the extent that I've got employees, does it still make sense to do this type of planning?
It very well might, and it just depends upon the mix of the employees as to what the right plan design is, as well as what the employer's intent is. If the employer does want to fund retirement benefits for the employees, it probably means that the employees might have a lower take-home pay, but the employer is funding a retirement plan for them that overall maybe their pay is more than it would be for the shop next door, and that's why they stay with the current employer. So what we do, Steve, is we do an analysis for that employer, looking at their employee census, if you will, you know, who their employees are, and what positions they hold and what their salaries are and how long they've been employed. And then with the employer's input, we show them a few plan designs and see if one of those might be right for them.
Is it, does that make sense only if I don't have a plan at all, or does that make sense to have you do that analysis if I already have a plan or plans in place?
It makes sense in both situations. And in fact, it's the latter situation where they already have a plan where we get the most kick out of it, if you will, because we get to show off a bit as a firm and show them, you know, what they could have versus what they currently have. And so they're like, whoa, I can have that plan. And
right.
You know, many times that's a sell at that point in time, because they do recognize the value of a revised program and how we can tailor that plan to fit their needs.
That's great. So if I want to have that analysis, either I've got a plan, I know I need to get one, I need to, you know, save money outside my business. Too many business owners just reinvest all their money back into their business and don't realize the value of investing outside the business, but I'm starting to get it, or at least consider that I need to do that, or I've got a plan and I'm thinking that maybe there's an opportunity to get more bang for my buck. How can they get you to analyze that, Jay?
Well, just need to contact me, Steve, and we do that first look, if you will, without cost. That's part of our marketing effort.
Nice.
So they either call me or email me, and they would call me at 800-652-7067 or my email is jaybelts, which is J-A-Y-B-E-L-T-Z, at integritypension.com. You know, all one word, integritypension.com.
So J-A-Y, belt, B-E-L-T-Z, at integritypension.com.
That's right.
All right. Well, I would highly recommend that people do that, because I've seen you do some very creative work and really come up with some results that make a big difference for business owners to save money on taxes and take some of that tax savings and take care of their employees that are often their most valuable asset. And so if you've got a plan, if you know that you need to start a plan, please get in touch with Jay and have him do that analysis. Thanks for coming on and sharing your wisdom, Jay. Always a pleasure, and we look forward to having you on the show again.
Thank you, Steve.
Thank you, Jay. So that wraps up this edition of the Ultimate Business Owner Radio Show. I think that we got some great information today. I want to thank our guests, Mike Caparso and Gina Bon Jovi, Heath Franzen, Leland Pace, Ike Devji, and Jay Belts, for coming on and spending their valuable time to help our listeners really create that business and the life that they've always dreamed of. Please listen every Friday afternoon. We look forward to sharing even more information next week. And if you'd like to get in touch with me, Steve Beatty, the easiest way is my website, ultimatebusinessowner.com, ultimatebusinessowner.com, and we would love to talk to you about these topics and more. Have a great weekend, everybody.
Thank you for listening to the Ultimate Business Owner Radio Show with Steve Beatty. Please visit ultimatebusinessowner.com to contact Steve for more tips, strategies, and precautions to help you create the business and the life you have always dreamed of. Securities and investment advisory service offered through NFP Securities, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Financial Solutions for Business is a member of Partners Financial, an affiliate of NFP Securities, Incorporated. Financial Solutions for Business and NFP Securities are not affiliated.